This is John Batchelor, conversation with the columnist and author, Josh Hammer. His new book, Israel and Civilization. We come here to a quote that he uses in his book from George Washington University. Something about lighting a spark, a flame, destroying the West or empire. Josh interprets here and very carefully explains that this is not only about revolting against his Israel and the Jewish people. It's also about the West. Here's Josh to explain. More of this tonight. Israel and Civilization. Josh Hammer is the author.
Well, John, this is, I think, the way that the whole intersectional woke DEI people view the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is they view, deeply erroneously, but they view nonetheless Israel as being the epitome of the Western nation states, the epitome of settler colonialism, all these various buzzwords that have been gaining traction in the American Academy for many, many decades now. So if you think that America, I mean, they're basically, honestly, what they're doing here, John, is they're essentially mirroring Iranian regime ideology. Iran likes to say that Israel is the little Satan and America is the big Satan. That's basically what these little campus jihadists at George Washington University are getting at there. They're saying that October 7th will be the flame that will light further ruination for the United States. And this is not an isolated incident to George Washington University. In fact, the local SJP chapter, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine, their chapter at Columbia University about a year ago, it was last August, last September, just before the 2024-25 academic year started, they had a post on Instagram that I think they ultimately deleted, but I cited it in the book nonetheless, where they say that we are Columbia University students who oppose the existence and wish to eradicate Western civilization. That's the goal. Okay, let's be very clear. That is 1,000% the goal of these folks there. Israel is the canary in the coal mine, the same way that the Jewish people have been the canary in the coal mine in virtually every instance of anti-Semitism since time immemorial there. That is exactly what is happening here, and that's what's happening with this quote at George Washington University as well.